Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yuma Dalit Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom, Amar Le Reish Lakish Rav Yochna. So we had just got through saying, in the previous lines, that Rav Yochanan had said that we learn out the Prisha Shivas Yamim on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen has to be Pirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Makar for that Prisha is from the Miluim. So now says the Gemara, Amar Le Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish said to Rav Yochanan, Mehecha Ki Alfis La Mimiluim. So it comes out, where are you learning out this Din Prisha Shivas Yamim from? You're learning it out from the Miluim. Ima Miluim Kol HaKasav and Ma'akev Behen. If so, we should say that just like that by the Miluim, everything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev, including this Prisha, that the Prisha by the Miluim was Ma'akev. So then Af Hacha, here too also by Yom Kippur, we should say Afachanami Kol HaKasav and Ma'akev Behen. We should say that the Prisha Shivas Yamim is Ma'akev. If you're telling me that the Makar for this Prisha and Yom Kippur is from the Miluim, so we should learn out from the Miluim that just like that by the Miluim the Prisha was Ma'akev, so too by Yom Kippur the Prisha should be Ma'akev. If you'll say that in a chanami it is ma'akev, I'll prove it to you that it's not ma'akev, that by Yom Kippur the Prisha is not ma'akev. Because v'atna, we learned in our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah that said, u'maskinin loy kayin acher. It says that we prepare a backup kayin gadol. And what's the lashon of the Mishnah? It says, maskinin, v'loy katani mafrishin. It doesn't say that we're mafrishim. It seems like we're okay. But what's the point in saying, if the Prisha was ma'akev, so what would be the point in setting up a backup kohen gadol without being mafreshim? What's that going to help us? If something goes wrong with the first kohen gadol, the backup kohen gadol won't be mutter to do that vayda anyways, because he didn't do prisha. Elamaya must be the prisha is not ma'akev, and therefore we didn't make din prisha on the backup kohen gadol. So you see that the Prisha is not Ma'akev. So how could you tell me that the Makar for the Prisha is from the Miluim? If so, then the Prisha should be Ma'akev. And don't tell me that it is, because it says u'maskinen. It doesn't say mafrishin. V'chi tema vaiter in the Gemara. V'chi tema my maskinen mafrishin. Maybe you'll tell me that no, the word maskinen means mafrishin. So we in a chanami, we do give a din prisha to the backup kohen gadol. Says Reish Lakish, it can't be that the word maskinen means mafrishin. Why? Because then listening, the Mishnah should have said ay idi v'idi maskinen. Either use the same word of maskinen by both, by the regular kohen gadol. So it should say shivas yamim kadim yaima kipurim maskinen kohen gadol logiska sperhedrin. Why does it say mafrishin and then it switches to maskinen? The both of them we should have said the word maskinen. Or by both of them use the word mafrishin. From the fact that the Mishnah uses the word mafrishin and then switches to maskinin, it's mashma that maskinin does not mean mafrishin. If so, it comes out that there was no prisha for the backup kohen gadol. So alma, it's not ma'akiv. And if it's not ma'akiv, it's akasha. How could you say that the makar is on the miluim? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, Elamar Mehecha Yalafla. So where do you learn it out from? And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really answer the kasha that Reish Lakish asked him. Now it could be that that's just because it didn't bother him so much. Reish Lakish is asking that if you learn it out from the Miluim, if you learn out the Prisha from the Miluim, so we should say that just like the Prisha by the Miluim was Ma'akev, so too on Yom Kippur it's Ma'akev. It could be Rabbi Yochanan wasn't bothered by that. Rabbi Yochanan held that there's no such klal like that. That it could be we learn out from the Miluim that it's even though there it's Ma'akev and here by Yom Kippur it won't be Ma'akev. However, the Rimilu Neil on Beis Amud Aleph, he writes that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say that the way he answers Reish Lakish's kasha, you have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that in a chanami, the backup kohen gadol did require prisha. And the few Rabbi Yochanan, maskinen means mafrishin. Reish Lakish was asking that he doesn't think that that's what it means. But the Rimilu Neil says that the few Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we're forced to say. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, the backup kohen gadol does require prisha. And we mentioned, I think, then on Beis Amud Aleph, that the Tais Yishanim says Lahadya that the backup Kohen Gadol does not require Prisha. He didn't make this Talui and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So l'chayr l'fi the Tais Yeshanim, you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan had a different teretz to Reish Lakish's kasha. Maybe like we said, maybe he just wasn't bothered from from the kasha to begin with. But either way, so it comes out of machlekes Rishanim if the backup kohen gadol requires priesthood l'fi Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, so this is Reish Lakish's kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, that it can't be that the makar for the precious from the miluim, because then it should be ma'akev. So that we said, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, Elomar Mehechi Galafla. So where do you learn it out from? You have a better makar. So Amar, he said, yeah, Misinai, Reish Lakish says that the makar for the Prisha by Yom Kippur, we learn out from Har Sinai, which Rashi brings that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Pirish before he went to the Machane Shechina on Har Sinai. So we learn out from there that so too on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be Pirish before he goes to the Machane Shechina, before he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we bring the Psukim Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says by Har Sinai. It says, Vayishko in Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. It says that the Kavod Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayachsehu Anon Sheishas Yamim, and the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days. The Yikrael Moshe b'Yemeshvi, and then the pasuk says that Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day. Snel Michti Ksiv v'Yikrael Moshe b'Yemeshvi. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day. So my Sheishas Yamim. So why does the Torah have to stress that the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days? If I could figure that out, because Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu only on the seventh day. So why the stress on the Sheishas Yamim, says the Reish Lakish, to darshan the Pesukim, Zeb Bana Av, Shekol Hanichnas, B'machane Shechina, Ton Prisha Shisha. It's coming to teach us, it's coming to stress the 6 days, to teach us that this is a rule. That it's not just that this has happened to be what happened, it just a mikra, that that's what happened on Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish for 6 days before going to the Machane Shechina. The Torah is stressing the 6 days to teach us that this is a rule. It's a rule that anytime one goes to the Machane Shechina, which generally encompasses more than just the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in our context, where we refer specifically to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that anytime one goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, such as on Yom Kippur, so he needs to have a Prisha Shisha Yamim. Well, frak the Gemara of Hanan Shivitznan. So that would be a makar for Shisha Yamim. For that would be good if the Mishnah said that the Kohen is we're mafreshing him 6 days before Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah says 7 days. So how could you tell me that the makar is from Sinai? Over there was only 6 days, and our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol had to be perished for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Mas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. The Mishnah, which says it's 7 days, is because it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. The Chayesh, who was Chayesh, for Tumas Besai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir was Chayesh for Tumas Besai, which is something we'll get into more details later, but Bekitzer, that he was Chayesh, that the Kohen Gadol might have Tumas Bayonida, which is a 7 day Tumah. And therefore, we have to be Mafreshim from his wife already 7 days before Yom Kippur to prevent any Chashash that maybe he'll have Tumas Bayonida come Yom Kippur. So that's why he had to be Perish for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Ah, so the kasha is, so why do I need Sinai? What did Reish Lakish learn out from Sinai if anyways Sinai was only 6 days? So in order to get to 7 days, we have to come onto this chashash of Tumas Besai, that we need it to be that the Kohen Gadol is away from his wife for 7 days. Because if he's by his wife, so then there's a chashash he'll have Tumas Bayonida come Yom Kippur. So if anyways we need to come onto this chashash, so then what's the point, and what exactly do we see from Sinai? What did Reish Lakish learn from Sinai if anyways he has to come on to this chashash? So the Ritva asked the Kasha, and he gives two terutzim. One terutz he gives is that if the reason was just because of Tumas Besai, so then there would be no reason for the Kohen Gadol to have to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Kohen Gadol could stay home Be'etzem. He just can't be together with his wife. But there would be no reason for him to have to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's something that we learn out from Sinai. Additionally, or alternatively, the Ritva answers is that really this chashash of Tumas Besai isn't really a real chashash. It's a far-fetched chashash. And if it would just be for this chashash of Tumas Besai, we wouldn't have required any prisha. What the Gemara means to say, Lefir Shakesh, is that once we have Sinai, which anyways is going to teach us a 6-day Prisha, so to add on 1 day because of Tumas Beisa, he said that's something we'll do. If anyways there's this Chshash that's hanging in the background of Tumas Beisa, we wouldn't have made a Prisha just for this Chshash. But anyways, we already have 6 days. The only thing we would need to do to fulfill and to get rid of this Chshash would be to add one more day of Prisha. So that we do. And that's what the Gemara means to say. That we learn out from Sinai the Etzav Din Prisha, we add the 7th day, just the 7th day, because of this Chshash of Tumas Beisai. Anyway, so that's Rish Lakish's Makar. So it comes out, we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what the Makar for the Prisha Shavas Yamim before Yom Kippur is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn it out from the Miluim, and there was an actual 7-day Prisha. And according to Rish Lakish, we learn it out from Sinai, like we just mentioned. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Bish Lama Ledidi. It's very good, according to me, who I say, the Alfina Mimiluim, that the Prisha Shavas Yamim is learned out from the Miluim, Hainu Detanya, now it's understandable, that which we learned in the Braisa, that Zevizen Mazanolav Kol Shiva Mikol Chata Isha Yusham, that the Braisa says that both the Kayin Gadol before Yom Kippur, during the 7 days of his Prisha, and the Kayin Asarif Esapara during the 7 days of his Prisha. So we're mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatois shahayusham. We sprinkle them with the mechatas. So the bishlam and lefimi that we learn out the din Prisha from the miluim. So this halacha that we sprinkle them with the mechatas is very understandable. Why? The havinami hazah b'miluim. Because we find that by the miluim there also was hazah. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled some of the dam of the karbanais on Aaron and his children. So there was also hazah by the miluim. So since the makar for the priest is from the miluim, so we also take on this din hazah. El didach the alfas mi Sinai, but says Reish Lakish, according to you Reish Lakish, who you learn out the din priest from Sinai, hazah b'sinai mehavai. Was there a din hazah by Sinai? Where would this din hazah come from? If you're telling me that the makar is from Sinai, then l'chayr there's no makar. There would be no reason to do this hazah. So Amar Le, Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yochanan, Ula Tameich Minicha, is it any better according to you? So what if you learn it out from the Miluim? B'Miluim Dam, what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled on Aaron Ubanov by the Miluim? He sprinkled Dam, like we just mentioned. He sprinkled Dam of the Karbanais. But Halchamayim, here the Braisa says that we sprinkle water, we sprinkle the Mechatas on the Kain, during his Prisha. So even if for you that you learn out the Din Prisha from the Miluim, it's not any better because here it's the hazah seems to be a totally different hazah. Says the Gemara, Holy Kasha. No, that's not a Kasha. The Rabbi Yochanan wasn't bothered by that. Because the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nechnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, that even though by the Miluim it was Dam, so water takes the place of Dam. El Didach Hazah Abesina Mihavai. But according to you, there was no such concept of Hazah. So Rabbi Yochanan was asking Reish Lakish, I understand Lefi Mi, even though it wasn't exactly the same. By the Miluim it was Dam. And now I want to make it into and the Braisa says that we sprinkle Mechatas on the Kain during his Prisha. So it's not exactly the same, but I can understand that that's where it's coming from. But according to you, who you learn it out, the Din Prisha from Sinai, so then there's no Hazah Bichlal. Where at all did we get to this Din Hazah? So Amar Lei, Reish Lakish responded, Maylo Be'alma. The Ein Hachanami, there's no Makar, it's just a Maylo Be'alma, it's just the Chumrah that we took on for Yom Kippur and for Parah that we do this Hazah. Going back for a second though, we mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish that Bishlam alididi, because even though by the Miluim it was Dam, but Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam, that by the Prisha of Yom Kippur and Parah, so we use the Mechatas instead. Now, L'chayr, it's a tremendous Chiddush. How could you say such a thing? If the Makar is from the Miluim, which seems to be a real Drasha, so then how could you say that, oh yeah, even though the Torah compared it to the Miluim and over there was Dam, we'll use Mayim instead. Who says? How could you say such a thing? So Taisus is very bothered by this Kasha. Taisus Diver Maschol Nichnasu. And Taisus says, Machmas, this Kasha, that Al Karchach, you have to say that the Drasha, the Rabbi Yochanan's drasha that we learn out Prisha Shivas Yamim from the Miluim, even by Yom Kippur, is just an Asmachta. that we mentioned already before, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no real drasha to the para, to the kain asarifas para, and really there was just a maila ba'alma. Taisa says the Yom Kippur as well, that even the drasha of lechaper, referring to Yom Kippur, is not really a drasha, it's really just an asmachta ba'alma. Because if so, if it would be a real drasha, there'd be no way that we could just say that nichnesu mayim tachas dam. It must be that the whole drasha is just an asmachta. However, the Taisa of Rush over here seems to imply that he understood that it's a real drasha. The Taisa of Rush asks also as well, Taisa of Kasha, that how could we just say nichnesu mayim tachas dam? And the Taisa of Rush explains that it's a kal v'chomer. That if we find that dam cannot be used for tefillah and mayim can, so you see mayim is a bigger metayer than dam. So even though by the miluim it was dam that was used, but we could say nichnasu mayim tachas dam because mayim is only a bigger metayer than dam is, which is an interesting kavuchaymer. But that's what the Taisus Rush says, that we see that because it's a whole different mayim. Over there we're talking about the mayim of a mikvah. Here we're talking about mechatas. But I guess the concept of mayim we find is more of a metayer than dam is, and therefore the Taisus Rush says that we could say nichnasu mayim tachas dam, which is mashma that it's a real drasha. And the truth is the gemaras that we had before about prisha being ma'akev, and the gemaras that we're going to have later on the next couple of dapim is mashma as well that it's a real drasha. The Gemara talks about Prisha being ma'akev and about the drasha, and it all has the mashmais that it's a real drasha. So the Chazon Ish is aimed on this, and the Chazon Ish in Ar Chaim and Simon Kufcha Vav Sifka and Beis writes that even Taisus, it could be Taisus agrees that the chi of Prisha is minatayra. That which Taisa says that the drasha is an asmachta, he's referring to specifically just to the drasha. The drasha itself is an asmachta. Taisa's problem is how can we say nichnesu mayim tachas dam? So Taisa says it's just an asmachta. Says the Chazon Ish, in a chanami, the drasha is just an asmachta, but the din prisha it could still be minatayra because it's a halacha l'maisha misinai. And even Taisus is maida that the chi of prisha is minatayra, just the drasha from the miluim. That's what Taisus is saying is just an asmachta. The Chazon Ish doesn't bring it, but we find that the Rambam seems to hold like this as well. The Rambam in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Avedis Yom Kippurim Halacha Gimel calls the Prisha a Kabbalah Mimeisha Rabbeinu. Seemingly the Rambam also understood that this drasha is just Nesmachta, and that really it's a Halach L'meisha Misinai. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya Kivasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kivasid Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Makar for the Prisha is from the Miluim, and we have a Braisa which supports Rabbi Shlakish, who says that the Makar for the Prisha is from Sinai. And we're going to go through the Braisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan, basically that's going to take us to the bottom of the Amud, and we'll continue tomorrow's Amud with the Braisa which goes like Reish Lakish. But anyway, says the Gemara, Tanya Kivasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Braisa which shows, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Makar for the Prisha on Yom Kippur is on the Miluim. Agav, I saw in a Sefer that someone asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, why does the Gemara even feel the need to bring a Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan? We already had on the previous Amud, on Gimel Amud Beis, where we mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan said Mishum Rabbi Yishmol that Lasis Ilu Maisa Paro and Lachapir Ilu Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yishmol's a Tana. So we already have a Tana which says like Rabbi Yochanan. Normally we assume that the reason why the Gemara will say Tani Kivase the Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, the reason why we'll say Tani Kivase of any Amira is to show that the Amira has support from a Tana. But we already have that on Gimel Amud Beis, because we already said on Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Yishmol held like this as well. So why is the Gemara even bringing a Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yochanan? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky responded, and he said, Al Masios Levad Loi Samach. That was his lashon, that we're not Samech on stories. L'chayr, what he meant is that if you look closely at the lashon of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, so the lashon of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan said this, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol, La'asais Eilu Maise Paro, L'chaper Eilu Maise Yom HaKippurim. It doesn't say that Rabbi Yochanan said this B'Shem Rabbi Yishmol. It says, he said it Mishum Rabbi Yishmol. You know, often in Shas we'll find sometimes it says, Amar Rabbi Pliny B'Shem Rabbi Pliny, and sometimes we'll find it says, Amar Rabbi Pliny Mishum Rabbi Pliny. what's the difference between when the Gemara says Bishem and when the Gemara says Mishum? So Rashi and Chulin on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis tells us is that when it says Mishum, it means he didn't really hear it from him. He heard that that's what he says. He heard that Rabbi Yochanan heard Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, means he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yishmael's mouth. He heard that the word on the street was that this is what Rabbi Yishmael said. So that, is what Rav Chaim means. That's what Rav Chaim meant when he said, Al-Masiyas Levad Lo Yisamach, is that Rabbi Yochanan just said that that's what he had heard Rabbi Yishmael said. It wasn't nothing concrete, and therefore the Gemara is still over here going to bring a Tani Kivasei to Rabbi Yochanan. Nice pshat. Says the Gemara, Tani Kivasei to Rabbi Yochanan. Bezois yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. The Braisa says on this pasuk of Bezois, with this Aaron HaKodesh should come into the Kodesh. Bamasha Amor Beinyan. The Torah doesn't tell us what the Zeis is. So what's the Bezois? So says the Braisa. We learn from here that he's coming with something that it says elsewhere. Bamasha Amor Beinyan, with something else that it says elsewhere. Mahi, and what's that referring to? Where else? Beinyan Demiluim, with what it says by the parsha of the Miluim. Uma Amor Beinyan Demiluim, and what does it say by the parsha of the Miluim? That Aaron Pirei Sheva, it says that Aaron HaKohen was Pirish for 7 days, Veshimesh Yom Echad, and then he served on the Yom Shmini Demiluim for 1 day, and during these 7 days, Umaisha Masr Lai Kol Sheva, that during these 7 days, Maisha Rabbeinu taught him all of these 7 days, what he needed to know, Kedei Lechanchei Ba'avayda, to prepare him for the Avayda, Va'aflid Dairis, and so too, in the future, that's what we're learning out from Bezois, that Kohen Gadol Pirei Sheva, Umeshamesh Yom Echad, that the Kohen Gadol is Pirish for 7 days before serving on Yom Kippur. V'shnei Talmidei Chachamim mitamidav shel Meisha, and 2 Talmidei Chachamim from the Talmidim of Meisha Rabbeinu, lafuke tzedukin, as opposed to tzedukin, Meisun loy kol shiva. We give him all 7 days, kedei lechanchei b'mit ba'avayda, in order to be a mechanichim, to teach him and to prepare him for the avayda. What does it mean, lafuke tzedukin? So the tzedukin we'll see later on in the Gemara, but they had a different understanding of how the avayda sakateres goes when the kain gadol goes of nai v'lefnim. They had a different understanding of how it works. And therefore we dafka gave him 2 Talmidei Chachamim mitalmidav shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that they do it the way that we hold it's supposed to be done, and Lafuke, the Tzedukin, who do it differently. The Tzedek Rash points out that we dafka gave him 2 Talmidei Chachamim, so that if the Kohen Gadol does do it differently, if he does do it like the Tzedukim, so now we'll have 2 Edim who can be made that he knew better. And the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to taina, oh, I thought that that's how you do it. So to be able to prevent the Kohen Gadol from tainaing that's how it's done, so we dafka gave him 2 Talmidei Chachamim. But anyway, so we gave him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Masar to Aaron during those 7 days, so too, we give the Kohen Gadol 2 Talmidei Chachamim, mitamidav shel Moshe, lafuke tzedukin, where Meisun lo kol shiva, we give him those 7 days, kedei lechancha ba'avayda, in order to prepare him and teach him about the avayda. Mikan amru, from here they said, Shiva Siyamim Kaidim Yom Kippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeis Kol Lishkas Parhedrin. At 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're Mafrish the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Ukashem. Now the Braisa continues that Ukashem Shem Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Kach Mafrishin Kohen Service Apara. That just like we're Mafrish the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, so too we're Mafrish the Kohen Service Apara. The Lishka Shapnei Abira to the Lishka that's by the Bira, by the Beis Hamikdash. To find the Mizracha to the north and a little bit to the east. Both the Kohen Gadol during his Prisha before Yom Kippur and the Kohen's Prisha who's coming to be Sarvus Apara, and both of them were Mazin Alav Kol Shiva Mikol Chata'i Shahayusham, like we mentioned at the top of the Amud. V'im Taimer B'Miluim Dam V'Chamayim, and if you ask that it's a different Hazah, by the Miluim it was Dam and over here it's Mayim, Amr Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. So no, it's not a Kasha because Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. So anyway, so that was all from this Drasha of Bezois. V'Aimer, and the Braisa continues that we have another Drasha that Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasis L'Chaper Aleichem. That the pasuk says by the Miluim that Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasis L'Chaper Aleichem, and we dash it from here that Lasis Elu Maiseh Parav. Lasis is referring to the Maiseh Parav, and L'Chaper Elu Maiseh Yom Kippurim. And from L'Chaper we learn now that the Maiseh Yom Kippurim, that just like by the Miluim there was a Prisha Shivas Yamim, and the Torah says that Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, just like you did on this day, that you have Prisha Shivas Yamim for the Miluim, so Tziva Hashem Lasis L'Chaper Aleichem, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded that you do that also in the future, L'chaper Aleichem. So we're darshening that Lasis is referring to the Maiseh Parah, and L'chaper is referring to the Maiseh Yom HaKippurim. So ad kan, that's the end of the braisa. Now Tosis points out on earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, Tosis says not to be gerish this last line, because right now we're holding in a Tani Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. We had on the previous Amud that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yochanan was only mas nichada. Rabbi Yochanan didn't teach para as part of this drasha of lases elu maisa para. Rabbi Yochanan was only masni that lechaper elu maisa yom kippurim. He didn't have a drasha for maisa para. So Tosis says to take out these few words over here. The Ritva says if you want to be mekayim the gersa that we have, so then you'll just say that the brisa just means that this part when it mentions lases elu maisa para, that's just an esmachta ba'alma. Either way though, that's the brisa. So now that we mentioned the brisa, so the Gemara just has a few kashas. Says the Gemara, how could the Braisa darshan from Bezois to that there's a Chi of Prisha? V'hai Bezois mi Baile Legufe. I need Bezois for the Pasha the Pshat of the Pasuk, that the Parben Bakar Lechatas V'ayo La'ayla, that he has to go Lekaidesh with his Parben Bakar Lechatas in his Ayo La'ayla. What right do you have to darshan the Bezois? Says the Gemara, Amri, they said that Ila Karben Lechudei, if it was just coming to teach us, if the Pasuk was just coming to teach us the Pasha the Pshat, that the Aron Kohen goes to the Kodesh with his Karbanos, then Lei Makra Bezeh, Ay Be'ela. So the Torah should have said it B'Lashon Zachar, since the animals are Lashon Zachar, so since the animals are Zacharim, so the Torah should have said it B'Lashon Zachar, Bezeh, or Be'ela. My Bezeis, why is the Torah say it in Lashon Akeva Bezeis? Shmamina Tarti, it must be to teach us about something else, about Prisha, which is the Lashon Akeva, that there's also a Chi of Prisha. Ask the Gemara, Vaitamai Va'aymer, why does the Braisa feel the need to bring another Makar? We already have this Makar now from Bezois. So why does the Braisa then bring another Makar from the Pasuk of Kashir Asa that it says by the Miluim? My Va'aymer, says the Gemara, V'chit Teme Yoyim HaKippurim Kama Hu Dabai Prisha. And if you'll, because the Braisa was coming to say like this, that if we just have one Pasuk, so maybe you'll tell me that only the first Yom Kippur needs Prisha, k'da'ashkecham b'miluim, like we find by the Miluim, that it was only a one-time thing. So maybe also only the first Yom Kippur requires Prisha. Avo b'yom ha'kippurim da'alma, but all future Yom Kippurs, so lie, maybe the Kohen Gadol does not have to be Parish for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Inami, maybe you'll say that Kohen Gadol kamahu d'bay Prisha. Maybe you'll understand that only the first Kohen Gadol, he requires Prisha. Avo Kohen Gadol ba'alma, but any future Kohen Gadol, lie, maybe he doesn't require Prisha. Tashama kashir asa. So that's why we have kashir asa, to teach us that it's a chiyah forever, for every Kohen Gadol and for every year, that there's always this din prisha. That's why the Braisa brings the second pasuk. So an obvious kasha is so then just bring this pasuk. Just bring the makar from kashir asa. Why do we mention the first pasuk? Why do we mention the drasha bezois? What's bezois for? If anyways kashir asa is going to teach me all kehanim gedolim and all future yom kippers, so why do I have to have bezois? So the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh already aim in on this, and they say that Kashir Asa, it's not be'etzem that Kashir Asa, the Gemara doesn't mean Tashma Kashir Asa, that Kashir Asa has some sort of mashma'is that it means for all Kehanim Gedalim and all Yom Kippers. It's just the fact that I have a second drasha for the same thing, then I know it must be that all Kehanim Gedalim, all Yom Kippers, it never changes. It's not that Kashir Asa itself is mashma, that it's more lediris than the Pasuk of Bezois. And therefore, if we just would have had the Pasuk of Kashir Asa, I also would have thought that maybe just the first Kohen Gadol, maybe just the first Yom Kippur. It's only because I have the combination of the two drashas, that's how I know that it's not just the first Kohen Gadol and not just the first Yom Kippur. We'll hold it here. We'll continue the next Amud with the Braisa, which is Kivasei Dereish Lakish.